Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Stop Caretaking the Borderline or Narcissist, How to End the Drama and Get On with Life. By Margalis Fjellstad offers a lifeline to individuals ensnared in the exhausting roles of caretakers to those with borderline personality disorder, BPD, or narcissistic personality disorder, NPD. Fjellstad, leveraging her extensive experience as a therapist, elucidates the complex dynamics of these relationships, characterized by an unhealthy cycle of caretaking and emotional manipulation or abuse. Through her comprehensive analysis, the author sheds light on the psychological underpinnings that compel some to assume the caretaker role and offers pragmatic strategies for reclaiming autonomy and fostering healthier relationships. This book is a guide to understanding and breaking free from the pattern of caretaking individuals with personality disorders, encouraging readers to prioritize their well-being and embark on a journey toward healing and self-discovery. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding BPD and NPD dynamics, the book delves deep into the characteristics and behaviors associated with borderline personality disorder, BPD, and narcissistic personality disorder, NPD, and how these impact relationships. Individuals with BPD often exhibit intense emotional swings, fear of abandonment, and a pattern of unstable relationships, which can create a tempestuous environment for those close to them. Meanwhile, those with NPD may display grandiosity, a need for excessive admiration, and a lack of empathy, leading to manipulative or abusive behaviors towards others. Fjellstad expertly explains how these personalities draw caretakers into a cycle of responding to their demands and emotional crises, thereby establishing a toxic relational dynamic. Understanding these patterns is pivotal for caretakers to recognize their unhealthy entanglement and the emotional toll it takes on them. Secondly, the caretaker's role and consequences. Fjellstad analyzes why and how individuals often find themselves in the caretaker role within toxic relationships, highlighting attributes such as empathy, loyalty, and a strong sense of responsibility. She discusses how caretakers get trapped in a cycle of trying to fix or save the person with BPD or NPD, driven by guilt, love, or the illusion of control. The author describes the psychological, emotional, and sometimes physical toll this role can take, including burnout, loss of self-identity, and neglect of personal needs and well-being. Fjellstad's insights into the consequences of the caretaker role emphasize the importance of recognizing these detrimental patterns and the need for setting boundaries as a step toward breaking free. Thirdly, breaking free. Strategies for caretakers. A pivotal section of the book provides caretakers with strategies to extricate themselves from the clutches of toxic relationships with BPD and NPD sufferers. Fjellstad offers practical advice on setting boundaries, communicating effectively, and prioritizing one's mental and emotional health. She stresses the importance of self-care, establishing a support network, and seeking professional help if necessary. Additionally, she guides readers on how to gradually reduce the caretaking behaviors that perpetuate the cycle, encouraging a focus on personal growth, independence, and healthier relational patterns. These strategies not only empower readers to change their current circumstances, but also equip them with the knowledge to avoid future entanglements. Fourthly, psychological impact of disengaging. Disengaging from a caretaking role, especially after a prolonged period, can have a profound psychological impact. Fjellstad outlines the potential emotional responses, including guilt, grief, anger, and relief, highlighting the importance of processing these feelings healthily. She underscores the need for self-compassion and patience during this transition period, acknowledging that healing is a gradual process. The author also addresses the potential for backlash from the BPD or NPD individual and how to manage it, reinforcing the necessity of steadfast boundaries and support. This topic is fundamental in understanding the emotional journey of moving away from toxic dynamics and towards emotional autonomy. Lastly, creating healthier relationships. The final key topic addresses how to move forward by building healthier relationships after ending the caretaking dynamic. Fjellstad offers insights into recognizing red flags in future interactions and the significance of mutual respect, communication, and boundary setting in any relationship. She emphasizes the importance of introspection and self-discovery in identifying patterns that may predispose one to caretaking roles, advocating for therapy or support groups as avenues for deeper understanding and growth. By highlighting the characteristics of emotionally healthy relationships, Fjellstad provides a roadmap for readers, illustrating how they can foster connections that are nurturing, respectful, and fulfilling. In conclusion, Stop Caretaking the Borderline or Narcissist: How to End the Drama and Get On with Life is an indispensable resource for anyone entangled in the caretaking of individuals with borderline personality disorder or narcissist personality disorder. Margalis Fjellstad offers not only a profound understanding of these complex dynamics, but also practical advice for reclaiming one's life. This book is particularly beneficial for those who feel lost in their roles as caretakers, offering them a path to self-healing, empowerment, and the formation of healthier relationships. The insights within can lead to a life-changing shift towards self-care, personal growth, and emotional well-being. Ultimately, Fjellstad's work is a testament to the power of breaking free from toxic patterns and setting the foundation for a life defined not by caretaking, but by mutual respect and love. It is a must-read for caretakers seeking liberation and for anyone interested in the dynamics of personality disorders and relationship health. If you would like to support Margalis Fjellstad, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.